Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 24. We shall read verses 14 and 15. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Amen. The Lord Jesus, in the days when he was made flesh, said to us that this gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached in all nations, then shall the end come. And so he sets the timetable, the occurrence that would take place. Then he gave us a hint. He said, for now, when you therefore shall see the abomination, the abominable stand in the place of the Holy One. You know, he is that Holy One, the Holy One of God. He said, when you see the abominable stand in the place of Christ, then whoso readeth, let him understand. It is not you that is making him known. No, that it is the Lord that is exposing the abominable. Then you know he's at the door. The truth is come to you. And so he's saying to us that something is going to happen, and this is how it's going to happen. And it was spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Now, if we go to Daniel, where it is first recorded, Daniel chapter 11, and see what the prophet wrote of which Jesus the Lord is referring to. Daniel chapter 11, if we read verses 31 and 32 of it. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. Verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. He says that they would take away the daily sacrifice, the truth, which the Lord himself has sacrificed for us. That he did it once. You know, he gave us the daily sacrifice once. Said, this is my body, take it. This is my blood, drink. That once he offered himself, you know, that daily sacrifice is himself, which he says, I am food indeed. My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Then they didn't understand what he was saying. He said, I'm talking of the word of God. That the word of God is that daily sacrifice which we must eat. He said to Joshua, eat it daily. You will succeed. Now he says, the daily sacrifice, the truth of the New Testament will be taken away. And then the abominable will stand in his place. And then they will corrupt with flatteries, such as do wickedly against the covenant. The covenant, the new covenant, the blood of the new covenant. It says those who do wickedly against him, they will use flatteries. They'll be praising them. Now, but he said, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You know, that's the title of our message today. Know your God. know your God. He said the people that do know their God. The word of God is saying to us that we should know our God. It's only those who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. That it is that know your God, Jesus says, those who read and understand that there is an abominable that is standing in the place of Christ. Who is Christ? The Word of God. He is that one that was in the holy place in the Old Testament, in the temple, wherein the high priest go once in every year. Now, that holy place is where the Word of God was, the holiest of all. Now, they say that one will be replaced. He's telling us the Word of God will be replaced by the abominable fellow. And that this is what will happen, Jesus says. But he said this gospel of the kingdom must be preached, must be advertised. Which kingdom? The kingdom of God, the kingdom of the heavenly man. The reign of Christ will be preached first before he comes. Now see what Apostle Paul wrote concerning him and concerning the end. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, reading from verse 1 to verse 4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not so shaking in mind, we be not soon shaking in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Amen. That's why he says that many false Christs and false prophets will come. He says he will be showing himself as God, to be worshipped, to be bowed to. You know, it is written that only the Lord shall we bow to. For wherefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name, that at the name of the word of God, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that he is Lord, to the glory of the Father. He says that let no one deceive us. Jesus says this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached first in all nations as a testimony before the end will come. That there must be a falling away first, the apostle says. That the abominable must stand in his place first. Then he said that abominable will be revealed. Jesus says, anyone that understands through the revelation of the Spirit, that the abominable is standing in the holy place of Christ, is anyone that understands should do exploit, should run, how should talk of him. And that's why he said, many that turns people heart to the righteous Christ shall shine forth as a star, because they understand they will be doing exploits. For who? For the kingdom. Because the kingdom of God is meant to be expanded, that is, people should enter. That's why he says, I am the door. By me, if anyone enter in, he shall be saved. The door is opened. For so that we may enter in through this life gate. What gate? The gate of the word of God. Jesus said he is that gate to life, to eternal life. And that the man of sin will stand in the place of the man of righteousness. Whose sin? Flesh and blood. Sinned against God in the beginning. Now that is the opposer. That opposes the truth. That's why he said the man has become as one of us. Doing as God. To stand in the place of God. And then he said anyone that understand that that is not God will do exploit. That God is the Word. He said in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word of God is the true God, and who must be worshipped. That Word we have in the Holy Bible. And so he says that we should know our God. Say, know your God. Which God? The God of the Holy Bible. And that's why the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Hear what he says to him and to all who will listen to the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Say, you should study to be approved. You know, someone studied to be approved as a medical doctor. Someone studied to be approved as a lawyer. Another studied to be approved as an engineer. He says, study to be approved unto God, to know God. That it is only those who know God that can rightly divide the word of truth, to know the true God. And those who don't know the true God can be doing wickedly with flatteries and establishing and talking of the abominable. That ancient serpent, that liar, that lied from the beginning, that told a lie. He says he will be standing in the place of God. But for you, he said to Timothy and to us, study the word. Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 31, to those Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, how do we continue? We study. He said, you shall know the true God. And that knowledge of the true God will make you free. It will set you free indeed. And that's what he is calling everyone to, that we should know him. Because this abominable is what brings destruction. Brought death. Who brought death to Adam when he took to what the devil said? When he rejected the word of God. Then he was destroyed. He did not know that the word that God gave to him in the garden was his God. Was that one he should obey. That he should obey the scriptures. That the day you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall die. Adam did not know that word was God. And therefore he was destroyed. He only discovered when he saw the consequence, when he had died. And then he said to God that I'm naked. He said, who told you are naked? Have you disobeyed the word? Have you done what I said you shouldn't do? He didn't know that God was with him in the garden. And so God is saying to us again that we need to know our God. That if we don't know our God, we will be destroyed. See what is said by the prophet, Prophet Hosea. Hosea chapter 4. We read verse 6 of it. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. You see the destruction, he says, is because of lack of knowledge of God. That since they've rejected the knowledge of God, then the knowledge also have rejected them. Now, he says we are to know him. We are to know him. That's how to be delivered. Jesus says, he that know, he that understand, alone shall be delivered. So that he will not fall into that hand of the abominable that shall be burnt off by the Spirit of the Lord. He said that wicked one will be revealed and taken away finally. Therefore, he's saying to us that we need to know the unremovable God, the true God, the one that cannot be changed, the one that liveth and abideth forever. See Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. I hear what is said further by the prophet. For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Are you hearing? He said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And the knowledge of God. That makes it clear when he says that my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. He's talking of the knowledge of God. That God is the God of knowledge. We are to know him. Now he says that he is desiring for us to know him. That's more than all the sacrifices and offerings we will give to him. All the sacrifices we make in his name is not compared to knowing him. Yeah. That what he is desiring for us is the knowledge of God. That upon this knowledge is salvation. That's why he says this is life eternal. That they might know the only true God and Jesus whom you have sent. That the knowledge of God is what everything is based on. Freedom is based on him. That if you know him, you shall be free indeed. Then he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How can they call on whom they have not known? And therefore, he's saying to us that this knowledge of God is all that we are to seek for and desire. The first, we should hunger for. And that this knowledge is why Jesus came to this world. He was made a human. To give us the knowledge of the true God. The knowledge of the true God. This is why the apostle wrote in 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Don't need any more explanation than what the scripture has just explained to us. That the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is come. He came to give us understanding. To give us the knowledge of God, the true God. So that we will be in him and that knowledge will be in us. That this is the true God, that he is the true God and eternal life. That the true God indeed came, he said, for God was in the man Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. And then the apostle said he has given or committed to us the word of reconciliation. That it is this God that was made flesh, which God, the God of the Holy Bible, was made human. Now he said he has given us an infallible understanding that he is that true God and eternal life. And therefore we should keep ourselves from idol worshiping. You know, that's how it has been from the beginning. That he called a man, Abraham, from his father's house, from idol worshiping, from vanity, from imagination, so that he would give him the knowledge of God and show him the true God. He said, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him again. He says, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. That's why God wants us to walk before this perfect word, this one Christ. That we should be looking unto him. That he is the author and the finisher of our faith. That we should come to this perfect law of liberty, which Abraham came to. And then he believed in this God. See what is recorded for us in Galatians chapter 3, concerning Abraham and his faith in God. Galatians chapter 3. Reading from verse 6 to verse 9. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, indeed shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Fantastic. He said Abraham believed God, which God, the God that spoke to him, the God that came to him and said, come out of your father's house. And then because he believed in this God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, everyone that believed this same God, everyone that have faith in this same God, the same are the children of Abraham by faith. What God, look at verse 8 again. And the scripture foreseen. Wonderful. He said the scripture seen. The word of God seen that faith in the word of God alone, that is the way to be saved. Preach the word to Abraham. He preached God to him. Who is God? He is God. Know your God, that the God of Abraham is the God of the Holy Bible, the Holy Scriptures. He said the Holy Scriptures, the God that cannot lie, the unchangeable Scriptures, seeing that these Scriptures liveth and abideth forever, preach to Abraham. And he says, faith in me alone, in who? In the Scriptures. Shall be the salvation of the souls of humans. And therefore he said, anyone that do as Abraham did is blessed as the faithful Abraham. That the God of Abraham is the Holy Scriptures. The God of Isaac is the Holy Scriptures. The God of Jacob is the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible. And he said, the people that do know this God shall be strong and do exploits. They will not allow the abominable to stand in his place. For all others are fake and false Christ and false prophets. He says they false, they are top falsehood. And therefore, he says they cannot stand. Though they are standing in his place, he said they cannot stand, say the God that liveth and abideth forever, that all flesh is as grass. Their glory and talk is like the flower of the grass. The grass withereth and the flower falleth away. But the word of the Lord, abideth forever. This word was preached to Abraham. He says, by him shall the whole nations of the earth be blessed. And that this God says, the days are coming. That's why he says, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached. Is it today? No. The gospel was preached to Abraham. That's what we just read. The gospel was preached to Isaac. This gospel was preached to Jacob. What's the difference? They believed. They believed the gospel. Then he said, if we believe in this gospel of the kingdom, Jesus says, he said, we shall be saved. That this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world. That the Holy Bible will be preached as the true God. When he said, know your God, know that this is the God of Abraham, the only true God, the Almighty, not maybe, the genuine, authentic God. That's why he talks. No other God has showed up. The apostle says, this God showed up as a human so that we don't perish, but have eternal life through him, that there is no other God beside him. That God indeed was manifest in the flesh. That without controversy, great is the mystery of the God of the Holy Bible. That he was manifest in the flesh. Seen of angels, preached on in the word, believed in this word, received up into glory. Where is his glory? The glory of the only begotten of the Father. That the glory of God is the Holy Scriptures. That's why the apostles said we beheld his glory. The glory of the word of God as of the only begotten of the Father. He told Martha, if you would believe, you will see the glory of the word of God. That your brother shall live again. Jesus said, the days are coming when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. They that hear shall live. And he's telling us you should know your God. It's only those that know their God that cannot be deceived. They will tell you that God is out there in the mountain. He's in a secret place. Jesus is there. He said, don't believe them. How can we be free if you know him, that he's in this place? He is in the Holy Bible. Amen. He said, where I am, there will my servant be. That if you abide in this word of God abide in you, he is a body of knowledge. That this is the covenant he said he will have with us after those days. He said they will do wickedly against this covenant. What covenant? That everyone shall know him. From the least to the greatest. That he will put his word in our hearts. Then we'll be crying out, Abba Father, through the spirit of his son in our soul. It is through the Son of God we are brought into the family of God. Being born again by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. That when we are now in him, he is in us as Abraham did. We believe the scriptures. That's how we enter. He said, we who have believed has entered into his rest. That, don't forget, that this gospel was preached in the wilderness by Moses. What's the problem? They did not believe. So it didn't profit them. That we who have believed have entered into his rest. That there remains a rest for the people of God. They don't know their God. So therefore the people of God are destroyed for not knowing their God. Then what is the destruction? The abominable has hooked them. That they have given their heart to that abomination that make desolate. That make the whole world a wilderness. That make men destitute of the truth of God. That make us empty of the word of God. Who caused that is the man of sin, the man that sinned, that took us. He said, all our righteousness, like filthy rags, like a wind, it has carried us away. It has taken us away out of God. That anyone that comes to this God must believe that he is God. Which God? The God that Abraham came to. The God that Samuel came to. He said, the Lord himself revealed himself a second time to Samuel in Shiloh by the word. He now knew that it is this God Eli and his children have rejected. The God that brought them out of Egypt. And he told him, the word I would do in the house of Eli, the ear that hear will tingle. And so this God is speaking to us again. He said, watch. Adam tried him. He saw his work. They tried him in the wilderness. They saw his work. 40 years they were wasted in the wilderness. Except Joshua and Caleb. He is warning us again, telling us that this is our God. The real God of the whole universe that created us, says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. And all the host of them that God spoke, it was done. That he is our God, our creator. We are the sheep of his pasture. He is the potter, we are the clay. He took Adam from the dust of the ground. Now he's saying to us that this word, we are reading the Bible. We have to believe. He is our God. No other God is coming. Therefore, we are looking at God. And now he says, if we keep looking unto this God, he will change us to himself. He will bring us to himself from glory to glory. That the light is shining in the midst of darkness. Darkness can never overcome it. Now, the people that dwell in darkness have seen the great light. What light? The light of the word of God. Now, what is remaining? He said, this entrance of this light into you gives you understanding. That it is when this light of God, which Jesus said he is. When he said, I am the light of God, he says, I am the word of God. Now, is anyone that follows me cannot walk in darkness. He will have the light of life, the living light. The talking light. The light that is talking to us this morning, saying to us that we should know him. That he is the true God. We should know this God. That this God that is talking to us from the Bible is only those who know him can do exploit, can bring people to him. Those who don't know him will be doing wickedly against the covenant. They will become enemies of the covenant. What is the covenant? To know him. They will be darkening understanding. They will be taking people's mind away from him to the abominable. There's only one that causes the desolation. He's called Satan, the devil, that deceive Eve in the garden. He said, that deceiver is mine. He said, let no man deceive you. That man of sin is the deceiver that deceived the whole world, that make them not to believe in the scriptures. They believe in themselves. Using flatteries, he said. They will be having itching ear. They will be listening to those who will flatter them. Who will praise them. No. The true God didn't say so. The true God said, as Abraham believed in him, what he said, so it is for everyone that believes in this God of the Holy Bible. It is on that framework, on that basis, we are saved. We are saved when we believe in the true God. How can we believe on whom we don't know? Therefore, he says, faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God preached to us. That without this preaching of the word of God, we cannot have faith in him. And that God started the preaching. He preached the scripture to Abraham. Then Abraham now believed in the scriptures. That it is the scriptures, faith in the scripture, the whole world will be blessed. That scripture is the seed of Abraham. Not seed, seed. The one holy Bible. Preached to us by the gospel. He said, if you believe, you shall be saved. Saith the God that cannot lie. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.